The Volume.
The Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. This is why I love betting on the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook for obvious reasons. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. Are you kidding me? And do you see these same game parlay bets? Not to mention the live betting, just a gorgeous platform all the way across the board. FanDuel is making it easy for everyone to bet this season with a bunch of promotions that they will be sharing all season long on my podcast. You can't miss it. We're talking about risk-free bets, same-game parlay bets, enhanced odds, markets, and more. That's boosted odds, baby. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Monaco. So they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 Arizona. 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net. West Virginia. That's how you tango on a Monday. Patriots outright. Scuba Steve under with Damian Harris. Same game FanDuel parlay. Plus 566. We're coming on ya and out the gates firing on a Wednesday, people. Let's eat out. It's time for Christmas shopping. Bartender, you don't think she meant 10 p.m.? If you can name that song, if you can name that movie, you are a friend of mine. Listen, I was Danny dialed on this game. You don't try to play checkers against a chess master, okay? And that's what Bill Belichick was. The man wears a hoodie year-round, so he went into that cold weather unaffected. 222 rushing yards. Mac Jones with as many passing yards and attempts as a seventh grade Madden player who plays on All Pro. I mean, come on. That was a recipe for an under. It was a seventh win and seventh straight cover for the New England Patriots. Sharp side, correct side. I am going to take an Austin Powers bow because if you literally listened, I don't normally 6.5 times, if ever, your money listening to the podcast. I got a ton of support on social media. Appreciate it. And shout out to the Volume Sports for sharing some posts as well of mine. Moneyline Monaco, Alex Monaco across all social media. Even Uncle Colin giving me daps. Because I was rocking around the Christmas tree, baby. That's how you pivot out of Hanukkah into Christmas mode for my half-calf cashew self. And on that note, we have a Thursday night match, which I do not feel nearly as good about. I hate to segue, but I got to shoot you straight, people. I don't. I've been back and forth on this 19 times. I've been pulling out to make another Jim Carrey reference. My liar, liar hair in the courtroom of the sports betting trial going on, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a huge win. Arguably their most impressive and complete win of this season hosting a banged up Ravens team, but nevertheless caught the W as 4-point dogs. And they're going against a Minnesota Vikings team that gave up the Lions' first win. That's right. I am going to, with my lock of the day, as we head in, no other way to dive into this one than to head first. I have no choice because my gut is telling me in a current FanDuel +3/-3 situation that I have no other option. Then, to put on a color I never wear, which is purple, and I'm going to take for my lock of the day, as we get into it, the Minnesota Vikings. On the Monaco money line, -172. If it moves to 3.5, I'm off it. If it stays at 3, I can flirt with it. It has a very close type game vibe feel to it, but I have stats to back up and trends to share with you on why I am dancing with the Minnesota Vikings. And this is what you have to do in sports betting, people. You have to make tough decisions. I'm literally going to take a team that lost to the worst record in the NFL versus a team that took down the number one team in the AFC North. I'm fading the Steelers because the Minnesota Vikings, who are now on an NFL record 11th straight game of one possession or less, it's remarkable. All they do is make it harder for themselves. Like a teenager that doesn't want to listen to their parents. They know they're right. They can't help themselves. They make it harder. Thus, Kirk, non-primetime, in primetime Cousins. And I can't believe I'm doing it because I'm going against my very rule. I was off Kirk. I wasn't touching him. There's no freaking way. But this is a team that has not lost 3 straight all season. This is a team fighting for their playoff lives. And they are, offensively, simply better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're top 5 in overall yards. They're top 7 in passing yards. They're top 15 in rushing yards. They're top 11 in points per game, people, at 25.7. And it's a Vikings team that had won and covered in 3 straight prior to these back-to-back losses against the Lions and the red hot, before losing to the Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers. Now, in addition to the Vikings not losing 3 straight, people, I got a key stat for you. Key stat! Betting trend, if you will, to some degree for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 0-4. Really let this sink in. 0-4. Winless. This season, against the spread, off an outright underdog win. So 4 times they have been a dog and won. The very next week, they lose and they do not cover. And I got a stat for you that I love. Vikings off a loss. A straight-up loss, which just happened, an L to the dome. The Vikings, this is a big sample size, several quarterbacks, take it how you will, but this is just an organization that prides themselves on bouncing back. 42-19 against the spread in their last 61 games following a straight-up L, an S-U-L. And Pittsburgh doesn't play the AFC... And Pittsburgh does not play the NFC North very well. They're 1-5 against the spread against the AFC North, against the NFC North in their last 6 games. You saw how they danced against the Packers earlier in the season? They tied the Lions, for goodness sakes. Let's not get too high on Pittsburgh, all right? This is a team that gave up 41 points to the Bengals, who looked terrible against the Chargers. Terrible. 41 points. They're only a week removed from their worst loss since 2016. They give up over 40 points to the Chargers. And I'll get into it offensively. They're not necessarily firing. I was mentioning this on my TV show. Sounds like an LA flex. I'm sorry I had to say it. Big Ben looks like he's playing Tim Duncan, old man, father of three, cul-de-sac football to be able to even escape this kind of pressure he's under in the pocket. He's looking you off. Pump fakes, shoulder fakes, moving his eyes, subtle old man cul-de-sac football. Some call it lazy man football in my household. And this isn't, again, a super convincing feeling that the Vikings are going to win. I'm putting my money in the hand of Kirk non-primetime Cousins. But three straight covers prior to the two L's. And I know Dalvin Cook may be out with the shoulder, but Alexander Mattison, 124 yards from scrimmage. This man deserves to get paid. He has been a serviceable, quality backup for the Minnesota Vikings going on a few years here. And don't read too much into the loss against the Lions. It was a letdown spot. That was a two-point victory they had over the Lions earlier in the season. It's tough to beat a divisional rival two times in a row. We're now going different conferences here. And guess what? Another stat to back this up. The first time on Thursday night since week 9 a home team is favored. And guess what home team favorites have done in this market, this crazy against the spread dogs barking year? Home favorites on Thursday night football. 5-1. You like that? You like that? This team beat the Packers. They beat Carolina when they were competitive. They beat Seattle when they were actually not bad yet. They beat the Chargers. They only lose to the Cowboys by 4, the Ravens by 3. They lost to the Cardinals by 1. Should have won that game. Ask yourself this. This Pittsburgh team has given up over 41 points in 2 of their last 3 games. And they beat a banged-up Ravens squad. Banged up. Lost Marlon Humphrey midway through the game. I mean, come on. I gotta lean Skol, S-K-O-L, however the kids say it over there in Mini. And I'm going on the money line. I'm swallowing the jangle juice. Lock of the day, Minnesota Vikings. Mini. Let's keep it moving. And despite everything I said about the Steelers giving up a ton of points in the last 2 of 3 weeks, despite the Minnesota Vikings giving up an embarrassing amount to the Lions, I don't even have the heart to tell you, and have not played good defensively in the last several weeks, I'm going with a degenerate special. I'm going under 43.5. And I'm taking the same Belichick formula from Monday. I'm taking a player prop touchdown. Justin Jefferson, anytime TD, minus 125. I like that solo a lot. Especially if Thielen, who's doubtful at the moment, can't go with the ankle. This puppy pays. Ratata. Plus 327. As bad as the Vikings have been. They've still been in a 14-7 game against the Browns. AFC North, by the way. They were in a 20-16 game against the Cowboys. I mentioned that 19-17 versus Detroit. Pittsburgh, they've put up 20 points last week, 10 points the week prior. Before the Chargers shootout, 16 points to Detroit. They gave up 16 in that game. They were in a 15-10 game with the Browns. So 4 of their last 6 outings have been low-scoring affairs in terms of their offense. Now, their defense has not been so well, but I got a couple of trends for you here to make you feel better. The under in Steelers' last 11 games following a straight-up win, which they have. 8-2-1, cashing the under. So that's interesting. They play well, they win, they button up the defense the next week. Also, on Thursday night games, Pittsburgh 5-2 on the under. I'll do you one better. The Steelers on the road play better at home. The Steelers on the road play better defensively. So it seems, because they're 37-13-1 on the under in their last 51 road games. A lot of those are Big Benny. And head-to-head, 4-1 on the under in the last five, dancing between Zimmer, dancing between the Vikings and the Steelers. Four unders of the last five. Last trend for you, Vikings home games, cashing 4-1 in the last five. Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers, under 43.5. Both these teams haven't stopped the run very well. I expect a lot of running. I expect a little bit of sloppy football. It is a low number, but I gave you all the reasoning to take under 43.5. And again, I don't love it. It's breakfast money, people. This is a degenerate section of the pod, so don't go bonkers. And I'll take Justin Jefferson, Mr. 7 touchdowns on the year, Mr. 3 TDs in his last 3 games, Mr. 4 TDs in his last 5 games. Justin Jefferson, and I'll save a lot of it for my player prop because I like this other prop even more. This man is getting in the end zone, people. Pittsburgh pasty, nothing to write home about. As I mentioned, 340 passing yards. Kirk Cousins went 30 of 40 with 2 tugs, 1 to JJ against the Lions. The Lions have been playing statistically better defense than the Steelers somehow, which is sick in a couple of categories. You look at this defense, the Pittsburgh Steelers, their passing defense. It's not bad. 233 passing yards a game. Not bad at all. But I'm banking, again, on a top 7 pass offense and a top 5 in overall yards offense to get going here and get JJ a touchdown. Now, who else, if you say out loud, if Thielen can't go and Dalvin Cook can't go, is going to catch a touchdown with a team that's putting up over 25 points a game, top 11. It's Justin Jefferson. I feel as good about it as you could possibly feel. I'm going under. I'm going Justin Jefferson. Degenerate special pays over 3-1, plus 327 on your local FanDuel Sportsbook shop. Let's keep it moving. The NFL playoffs are almost here. And to help you stay on top of the action, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a $10 bonus when you place $20 in same-game parlay bets. Bet on a single game or spread your bets out across multiple matchups. It's up to you. As long as you bet $20 in same-game parlays during the same week of NFL action, you're getting a $10 bonus. I'm going to dance Thursday Night Football on a little Vikings on the money line because they haven't lost 3 straight all season. And the Steelers are 0-4 against the spread after a outright dog win, which they had against the Ravens. And home favorite since week 9, 5-1 in the last 6 games on Thursday Night Football. That is the Minnesota Vikings. I'll take the Vikings on the money line. I will dance on Justin Jefferson over 90.5 receiving yards. This man has over and well over, I can't even tell you because I'm so excited about it, 100-plus receiving yards in 3 of his last 4. He's coming off the 9th most receiving yards, 182 against the Lions in the history of the franchise, and the most since 2016. I'll put those two in a parlay, and I'll cash plus money. This is why I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. America's number one sportsbook. This same game parlay bonus is live during weeks 13, 14, and 15. So lock in some winners today and enjoy a $10 bonus on FanDuel. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up using promo code MONACO to get 30-1 odds on either team to win in the Browns versus Ravens rematch. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code MONACO, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer: 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan, Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia. And we wrap it up with a player prop. We're staying on Justin Jefferson. We're going fast. I'm taking over 90.5 receiving yards, people. He's hit this number in 3 of his last 4 games, and when he hits it, he explodes. I'm talking about 182 receiving yards against the Lions. All right? That's tied for 9th most in a single game in franchise history. Chris Carter played for this team. Randy Moss played. Top 10 outing ever in a Vikings uniform, and it's the most since Adam Thielen had 202 in 2016. Justin Jefferson, 11 receptions as well. And he's getting a ton of targets. 14 versus Detroit, 9 versus San Francisco, 10 versus Green Bay, 11 versus the LAC Chargers. And back to the receiving yards, 182, yes. He only had 83 against San Francisco. That's just 7 below what we need. But he had 169 against the Packers a couple weeks back. He had 143 against the Chargers. Listen to that. 182, 169, and 143 with his partner in crime, Robin. Adam Thielen might not go. Come on, hammer the over. Give me over 90.5 receiving yards all day, son. I know the Pittsburgh D is dece at pass D, but who else are they going to feed the rock to? I'm telling you, this man's going to eat and he's going to feast. That's it for me. I'll take the Vikings over the Steelers money line. I will take the under with Justin Jefferson getting in the end zone. Take that solo too, because JJ's catching a tug, baby. And I'll take over 90.5 receiving yards on the over in that one. And that's how we whistle while we work on a Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. Sports Gambling Moneyline Monaco. Shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. And again, follow my picks on Action Network. Clean sweep on a Monday. Doesn't always happen, but 8.5 units. We're buying presents for everybody. Maybe even the cousins. Psych. All right. Subscribe, rate, and review if you haven't. Means a lot on iTunes. Thank you so much. Alex Monaco on all social. With a side of Moneyline. We'll see you next time. Ta-ta, real smooth. Oh, and always, don't forget to hug your mothers. Ta-ta, real smooth. The Volume.